soul freedom. Soul freedom. I'm talking about that spiritual part of you that God has given and blessed you with, to where you are able to communicate with God. It's spiritual. You have a spiritual communication with God. Because you and I, truly, we are spirit. We're just given this body to use on planet Earth. So our spirit communicates with God. God communicates through our spirit. Now, a lot of you know that I had majored in psychology, and I realized something, that all of us who worship, who are Christians, are considered psychotic. We've had a break with reality. And my books would tell you this. That individual who is psychotic believes in their own heart, real deep in their mind, that a deity, and it said, if there is a deity, that a deity will speak to them, and then foolishly believe that they can talk back. We call it prayer. So it wasn't long until I realized they're saying that we are out of our mind. Well, I had rather be out of my mind in the Spirit with Christ than to be in my mind without the Spirit. Amen. Now listen to me, folks. Don't you worry about what the world says or what all the wisdom throughout the world, human wisdom, thinks. Oh, we just don't think that there is a God. Well, this old country boy, this country preacher is here to declare to you, I don't think it, I know it. Amen. And I know him and he knows me. Praise the Lord. And I'm part of his family. Well, now, Brother Larry, you're completely nuts. Amen. Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel good to know Jesus? Amen. And now, I know him, and I love him because he first loved me. You and I really have a hard time with the term love. Love goes to the heart of who you are, not to the looks or what you look like. True love goes to the spirit, and that spirit then connects with another spirit because we are all spiritual. It has to do with connecting. And God sent his only begotten Son to connect with the human race. He created us. Therefore, in his creation, he decided before time began that he would come to earth to live as man so he would know exactly what you and I are going through. Not only did he come to go through what you and I would go through, he came to conquer all the evil that will come against the human race. God said, I'm going to make a winner out of you through my Son. When I said yes to Jesus Christ, I became a winner. Now, I still mess up. Yeah. Have you noticed that? You think as soon as you start thinking about how somebody else messed up, please go look in a mirror. Please go look at you. Then when you look at yourself, think about this. How would I want somebody to look at me with forgiveness or with judgment? Now, I have what's called soul freedom. soul freedom. Why do I have that? See, God's all about freedom. All this socialism and communism that's coming into our politics and all, that's frightening, folks. Every one of us who have ever served, especially in combat, we know how frightening that is. And therefore, I will stand for freedom. You and I, as Christians, must understand that God gave us the freedom to either worship Him or not worship Him. Now, for those who don't know Christ, I want you to know God loves you. God loves you. He loves you just like you are. He just doesn't want you to stay that way. He wants you to invite Him in, but He refuses to make you worship Him. He's God. He can make you do anything that He wants to, but He chose freedom. That's why freedom is so important. To me, if it's important to God that He will send His only begotten Son to give His life for your freedom and my freedom, it's important to me, that kind of freedom. Why would God do this? Well, let's stand and read it together on the screen.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
May God's blessings be upon the reading of His holy word. You may be seated. It is a God-given freedom of every individual to either worship or not to worship God. Soul freedom. God gives it to him. God says, now I will talk to you and I'll give you the right direction, Larry. But I'm going to give you freedom not to listen to me. Boy, I have traveled before, haven't you? You know that the Lord is telling you to do something and you don't go do it. And you know good and well you ought to go do it. Or you know good and well you shouldn't do it. And you go on your own direction. Well, yeah, that means that God then doesn't love you. Has nothing to do with God's love. You can't control God's love for you. God's going to love you when you're right and when you're wrong. When your children are wrong, if they ever are, when your children are wrong, does that mean you don't love them anymore? It means you love them enough to correct them. You love them enough. I'll give you your freedom. But in that freedom, I want you to understand that I'll yank that chain that I raised you with, the chain of correction. I'll tell you don't, but I'll give you the freedom to do it anyway. Whew. Human beings have trouble with freedom. Always have. Adam and Eve, take for instance. What else do you want other than the Garden of Eden? Everything's perfect. Didn't have to deal with rain. It hadn't rained. Everything watered from below. Beautiful. Everything perfect. And yet, they messed it up. A gift that God gives you is a gift to be praised and respected. The gift of children, praised and respected. Folks, don't ever make a mistake on this, where your pastor stands. Abortion is pure murder of a child. That individual becomes a human being at conception. God's child. You got it? Therefore, I respect. And yet I watch the slaughter of multiple millions of the unborn. And the world saying, it's okay. Well, it's not okay with God. God said, I give you the freedom, but with that freedom is going to come a whole lot of responsibility. But you have the freedom to worship God or not to. Joshua, the great man of God, taking over after Moses. Listen to this. Joshua 24:15. And if it seemed evil to you to serve the Lord, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You have the freedom not to. But you must choose this day who you will serve. Will you stand for what's right? God's word? I don't understand a lot of things. I don't understand how when God had blessed us with so much that we always want more. I don't understand how when God had blessed us with such good health, we do things to destroy that health. I do not understand the human condition, but I know one who does. God's the only one that understands me. And I know that because I've had majority of the members of this church tell me, I don't understand you, preacher. My wife says that all the time. I don't understand you. God does. And he has mercy on me. He gives me grace. I have soul freedom. I have the freedom to either worship God or not to worship God. That's a freedom God gave me. Therefore, I must be ready and willing to die for the freedom of others. The world is looking for something they don't know what it is. Christians say, we know. Well, then if we know, give them the freedom to choose. Just like you and I have. Do not take your Bible walking down the street trying to hit people upside the head with it. That is not pleasing to God, to that person, and you hit the wrong person, it's not going to be pleasing to you. How do I do that? I do it through love. I don't agree with a lot of things in this world. I'm an individual that truly believes in the Scripture. One man, one woman. Amen. Not same-sex marriage. Not same-sex any of that stuff. Amen. One man, one woman. That's God's Word. But it does not mean that I will not love them and that I cannot be at peace with them. Because if I make them my enemy, how in the world am I going to lead them to Jesus? The only hope that I'm going to have in seeing individuals accept Christ is to present Christ in a way, whoever you are, come. Oh, that's the way he invited me. Whosoever will, let him come. Well, I'm a whosoever. Whosoever will, let him come. But he says, you want to know what I want from you in witnessing? I want you to present yourself glorifying me. I want you to put a smile on your face right in the middle of pain and doubt. All of us who have cancer, all of us who have ever fought cancer, who have said, we can say today, oh no, the cancer's been whipped. It's coming back. Get a life. Get real. I got news for you. It's already conquered. Because you can't whip me if I'm not afraid of you. If what you said to me, I know is not true. Satan tells a lie. I'm going to take you out. I got news for you, Satan. You ain't taking me anywhere. God does not allow me to go. My fate is not in Satan's hands. Neither is yours. So quit giving in to it. You stand, and you stand with pride in Christ and the power that Christ gives us. I may die with cancer, but cancer ain't going to kill me. No, because you see, I'm a Christian. Jesus gave me soul freedom, freedom to accept Him as Lord and Savior, and I did. Therefore, I'm already a winner. How do you lose on that? Already a winner. Oh, I'll be gone from this body before it hits the floor. Shouting all the way. Woo, I'm going to be noisy. I can already tell it going to heaven. Angels are going to have to pitch me from one to the other. You know why? I'm excited about living. I'm excited about living right now. See, I refuse to quit. I refuse to give up, Christian, because it's not in the nature of Christ to quit. What if Jesus had quit on the cross because He was tired? Oh, Larry, your name's coming in my mind, but wait a minute. I've been through so much pain. I'm going to call my Father to come down and take me off the cross just before I mention your name. Jesus knew my name. He shed His blood for my name. He knew me before time, and He hung there until He decided it's finished. Satan didn't control that, did he? Well, that man, do you know that the Bible tells us he was beaten so bad that he did not even look human, that man could not look upon him? That's how horrible he looked. He looked good coming from that tomb. He was glorified. And he said, boys, you remember what I looked like on the cross? Oh, Lord, I couldn't look at you. It was just too devastating. Well, look at me now. And as I am, one day you shall be. Woo! What a promise. You got me? What a promise. God said, I give you soul freedom, but when you choose me, I have the power and authority to keep you. Yeah, you better believe I believe that. You preachers always believe, a Baptist believe, once saved, always saved. I don't just believe it, I know it. I received grace from God, unmerited favor. I didn't deserve what I got. I didn't work for it. It was a gift from God. But He said, Larry, you have the freedom to choose to follow me or not. I've learned something, haven't you? The closer you walk with Christ, the more hell that comes against you. More problems you seem like you're having in life, the closer you walk. Jesus paid for my soul freedom, not me. Listen to John 8:36. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Got to be an old man like me to wait until you catch that one. But finally, the Lord got it in my spirit. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Well, I am free indeed. You talk about free at last, free at last. I'm free indeed, because of what Jesus has done. Galatians 5:1. You know what we're commanded to do? Stand fast. Hold your freedom. Stand that freedom. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ had made us free. And do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. I refuse to be tied up by the world. I refuse to walk away from my Savior. But they will kill you. They will say all manner of evil against you. I get excited when I start hearing that stuff. Because Jesus says, if you serve me and follow me, they will do to you exactly what they did to me. And I think, whoo! Now that's a group I want to be a part of. But don't you realize people are not going to say nice things about you? Don't you realize people never said anything nice about Jesus? They said everything to Jesus. Cursed him. Mocked him. But he went to the cross for them just like he went to the cross for you and me. He was called by his Father. He said, I never spoke a word. My Father didn't tell me to speak. I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And he says that abundance is in that connection with my Spirit and yours. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll always be there with you. Soul freedom. Soul freedom experienced in Christ, listen to this, involves responsibility and demands personal control. It demands personal discipline. Once saved, always saved, yeah. Well, that means you have the freedom to do what you want to. No, it doesn't. It means that even through my ignorance, God saved me. It also demands and tells me I am responsible for my actions. Have you noticed some folk want to take responsibility when something turns out good? Yep, I did that. When their idea turns out bad, nope, my wife did that. Whatever we say, think of it. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians 23:24. Everything is permissible. Yes, it is. But not everything is beneficial. No, it's not, is it? Everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive. That's a fact. I might be allowed to do that, but is it constructive? I might have the freedom to do something, but is it beneficial? Nobody should seek his own good, but the good of others. All that is saying is this. I might have the freedom to do something, but if my fellow man doesn't, and what I'm doing is going to throw a stumbling block. Now, there are lines there that you can't cross. When God has called you to do something, even though they get angry with you, you still must stand your ground. But if it's all beneficial to me, and it's permissible for me, but what if it's not beneficial to that other person to see me in that situation? That's called by God to be a prison jail chaplain. 42 years of my life spent in a correctional system. 42 years locked up in a different world. And God says now, don't let that world control you. That would be very easily done. For the world controls you. But when I would go in, knowing, and the inmates, frankly, they had great respect for me, even to the point of saying, John Manch, you need a haircut. They wouldn't say that today. They wanted their chaplain to look like a chaplain. And that whatever a chaplain looked like in their eyes is what they expected you to dress like. I used to have a lot of hair, Brother Randy. Sometimes you'd cut it, to please one group, and sometimes you leave it alone to please another. Well, is that right? I was there to present the gospel of Christ. If I needed a haircut and the inmate said, "You need a haircut," I got my hair cut. Because I was there to tell them about Jesus, not talk about how much hair I had on my head. Because you never know how long you're going to get to keep it. But God says, "Listen to me. I want you to speak to the people I send you to." So if that person's in, God sent them there. And there's nothing accidental. There's no coincidences. It's there for a purpose. So therefore, I am to relate the love of God to that individual. And I can't do that out of hatred and bitterness. I must do it out of the pure love that Christ has given me to do so. Of all the murderers, I dealt with some of the hardest core criminals in the country for the state. But you see, I never, ever, not one time said, "Oh, I understand why you did it. It was wrong. It was wrong. But let me tell you about a Savior who will forgive you and you can get your life together. But it's your responsibility." It's called discipline. Many Christians have lost their discipline in life. You are responsible to share Christ to the person that Christ put in your path. And you do it the way He says do it. I couldn't always quote the King James, although I memorized about everything in that King James. And it always pops in my mind. But I couldn't do that. They could barely speak English. Did you know that the reading level of my congregation in prison was 4th to 6th grade. So I had to be able to relate the word of Christ in a way that they could understand it. Jesus did that with you and me. He said, "I want to give you myself in a way you can understand it." But He did it in a special way. He did it spiritually. Amen. He took the love of God the Father and He brought that love down to the human race. He sent that love into the heart of man. And He said, "I'll give you strength on your daily pace. It is my will my Father wants done, and your heart He's chosen to do it." Mm-hmm. "I will bring you my Father's truth. Learn of it. Feel me. As I touch you, you touch each other. It is my strength I give to you. My love I share from the depth of my Father. Nothing on this earth can touch you that my Father says is not good. The evil that you are confronted with, our Father in heaven sees it, but He has sent the blood of Christ that He may truly seize it. He is our God, our only power, our only hope, our only love. I give to you my Son," He said. "I send Him from up above. I send down to you now my strength, the power that only I can give with a strength and a love I offer, because my life for you I'll give. I love you, said Jesus. I love you so much. And I will see to it you're always with us. When I said yes to Jesus Christ, that sealed my eternal walk. For in my Savior, I am kept within His arms. I hear Him talk. He'll bring me close. He'll look within. He sees who I really am. He sees the spirit He created. And soon, He says, you'll be where I am. How in the world can I deny a strength, a love so true? As I walk on this earth, Jesus said, I'll always walk with you. In the good times and the bad, I'll be there by your side. When the tears come, you know not why. I sent my Son to die. I love you more than all words can say. Until you hear me say, it's time you come home today. Let's pray. Father, I praise your holy name, dear Lord God. Give you thanks for life itself, for your will, for your love, for your peace. Father, you've given us soul freedom. But we realize that we are protected by who you are. Not in freedom, but by who you are. We are not victorious in our own strength, but through who you are. Thank you, Father, for touching our lives, for giving us peace. Help us now that we might make those commitments to walk closer, to stand true, to be about your business each day. Help us to help one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. During a time of invitation, the invitation is always the same. Jesus called us, died for us, has given to us all we'll ever need. What in the world are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Ask Him. He'll tell you. I guarantee within what He tells you, you'll hear love. And you'll always hear, I love you.